Hey, everybody, it is Chris Aiken from the Classic Metal Show and Aftershocks TV. And before I give you this next episode, I want to at least give you the chance to get my awesome book, Cause and Effect Metallica. It's about the Black Album, my experiences when it came out as a kid, which you can imagine are pretty funny, as well as how it changed the way music is portrayed, what heavy music is on the radio, how it divided the fan base, everything. It's a cool book. It's a short read. It's quick. It's cheap. Get it over at chrisaikenbooks.com, chrisaikenbooks.com, or of course you can order it at Amazon. All right? Cool enough. Let's get to the episode that you came to see.
Chris and I actually our good friend Wheezy, who was our unpaid producer.
Yes.
I don't know if you followed the CMNS enough, Jim Bob, to know who the Rev is.
The Rev I've heard tell of.
Yes.
You have a few certain, you know, characters that pop their heads up once in a while, and I'm aware of them.
Well, he's back.
With a new name.
He's back. So we're gonna do a little segment here that involves the Rev. And we don't know how this is gonna go.
Yeah, we're working the bugs out as we go.
But we thought this might be funny. And while you're tearing your equipment down or whatever you want to do.
I'm thinking about poop finger over here right now. So,
so if you're, you know, going to tear down equipment or whatever, you know, feel free to chime in periodically. Right. I'll leave the mic live over there so you can chime in on the mic. And we're going to go into something new.
Yes.
This could be a bi-weekly segment or once a month a segment or something.
We have plenty of material.
We got a lot of material. So this could take us out through the whole year.
Oh yeah.
Easily. So we're going to call this, and Chris so eloquently named it, check it out, kids.
Hi kids, I'm your librarian, Miss Booksy. It's story time. Everybody gather around. Everybody ready? I said, is everybody ready? Okay, then.
It's story time with Jake Bannerman.
I never bought Tony McCalp on records because he was a Negro.
Yeah, well.
Honestly, I said, that's black man. No black man can play guitar.
You think Stephen King's scary? Fuck Stephen King. We've got Jake Bannerman, horror author to the stars.
I would love to de-pants people on this show.
So strap in, kids, and be warned, you're about to be frightened by Jake fucking Bannerman.
Nice. Where did you come up with that music, Chris?
It's Baby Elephant Walk, dude. Henry nice. Mancini.
Nice. So what made you think of that?
It just seemed to fit.
You just found that like on the web?
No, I knew the song.
But when you were thinking, you go, what could I go use this?
When I heard the clip of the school teacher, I was like, yeah, this will be perfect.
Right.
And I just grabbed it and bought it. And I paid my royalty, 99 big cents.
Nice.
To make that bumper.
So you thought, wow, this will be perfect.
I did. And it was.
And you timed out your little bumper, right?
It's perfect. Jake Bannerman.
All right. All right. Well, what do you got for us? Give us the backstory here.
Well, Wheezy, in his never-ending
quest
to keep the show full of good content,
right,
went on a mission to find out what the Rev was doing now.
Okay, now if you've been a fan of the CMS for the last, say, 5 years,
right,
you're aware that the Rev,
yes,
hosted Dirt Talk,
right,
and his minions,
yeah,
were known as the Dirt Heads,
much
like Rush Limbaugh and the Ditto Heads.
Right, but so he had the Dirt Heads.
But he thought he was like Rush Limbaugh of the internet or something, right, because he had the Dirt Heads.
Well, and his last known appearance on the internet was me running him off the internet.
he disappeared, only to resurface briefly.
Yes.
His Jake Rosenthal.
That's right, that was going to take over the world. Jake Rosenthal.
Okay.
Well, apparently that takeover of the world didn't happen.
Okay.
So now he is a published author.
Now what does it require to become quote unquote published?
Well, since he is published on Amazon, it requires Microsoft Word and the ability to upload.
Okay. So you really don't have to have a real publisher.
No.
You just need to make your writings available.
Yeah. I'm quite sure this is on Jake Bannerman Publishing.
Okay.
But yeah, he has resurfaced.
Okay.
And he is now a horror author.
Okay.
And he's shocking.
Wow.
He says all over about how shocking he is and that people are trying to ban his work and...
He's out of control.
He is out of control.
And he's controversial.
He is.
And Bill Maher has nothing on him.
Nothing. Bill Maher, Stephen King, none of these. These guys are all second rate.
Wow.
Compared to Jake Bannerman.
Now, again, this guy, his real name is...
Wes J. Hughes.
Wes J. Hughes.
Yeah.
How he gets Jake Bannerman... out of this as his pseudonym.
Sounds like he should be a reporter for the Daily Planet.
Now, you and I were kind of discussing this earlier in the day.
Yeah.
And we were talking about the Incredible Hulk.
Right.
Wasn't his name John Banner?
Bruce Banner.
Bruce Banner.
Yeah, Bruce Banner.
Okay. Do you think there might be some relation there that this guy is his alter ego... You know, Jake Bannerman is Wes J. Hughes.
He might be. I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. he stinks. Everything about the guy is uncreative.
Well, according to MOL, Jake Bannerman is his gay porn name.
Jake Bannerman.
Jake Bannerman.
But yeah. So Jake Bannerman has taken the world by storm.
Okay.
I mean, we've got that book that everybody that's into horror has purchased, including me. I think I was probably the first sale.
Well, first of all, Demon asks,
yeah,
what the hell does Stephen King have to do with Bill Maher?
What the? I don't know.
Controversy.
Yeah, just controversy.
Just controversial.
Yeah.
These guys are cutting edge and... They get under people's skin, and Bill Maher. Controversial, and they're just crazy and out of control. Right.
Well, I know when I think of crazy people and out of control guys, it's always Bill Maher,
right.
Stephen King.
Because they're out of control.
Jake Bannerman.
Right. Right up there in that group. So to answer your question, Demon, they're just wacky people
that
can't be reined in.
That's right.
They're crazy and wacky, and their opinions and thoughts are just... way out of step with society. And
society's not ready for Jake Bannerman.
Right.
So where do you want to start with this? We have Jake's blogs.
Well,
or we could do a story.
Well, let's go with his front page. Do you have that by any chance?
The
about
front page?
Who he is, you know, the front page of his website, who he is and what he's trying to accomplish and... You know, that good stuff.
Is that the Family of Dog blog?
Oh, I don't know. Let me pull it up here.
Let me see if
I can pull this up real quick. This was sent over before I knew anything about, you know, his.
Okay, yeah.
But he's on this whole thing. It's William Butler blogspot.com or something.
Okay.
He posted the Rev, or AKA Jake Bannerman.
Jake Bannerman.
He did the obligatory "fuck you," a guest post by Jake Bannerman, author of Pitchfork Diaries. Is that the name of his?
I have volume 2.
Oh, volume 2.
I have volume 2.
Wow.
Jake Bannerman is prolific, my friend.
Right. So basically, to give you the background here, born and raised in the church, J.S. Bannerman.
J.S.?
Yeah, J.S. Bannerman.
Jake Sucks Bannerman?
Yeah. Has taken to the dangerous stance. Why is everything dangerous?
Yeah, the dangerous stance of writing a book.
I'm serious, though. What is it that anyone could do or say that's just so dangerous?
Well, we're about to find out.
Out of control, and it's dangerous. And
look, when I start reading this, everybody that's listening will be in danger.
Okay. He's taken the dangerous stance of questioning events that have been spoon-fed to him as the truth since his childhood.
Wow.
He continually pushes the boundaries.
Wow.
Where's the boundaries?
Well, here and here, I guess.
Is that the same thing as you cross the line?
You've crossed my line, pal.
You crossed the line.
That's right, pal.
He continually pushes the boundaries as the purveyor of terror and often strives to find the distinguishable that exists inside each one of us.
The distinguishable?
Yeah. Yeah. The distinguished-tude. Distinguished-tude.
Oh, the distinguished-tude.
That's how it's said. D-I-S-Q-U-I-E-T-U-D-E. Distinguished-tude.
Okay.
Okay. I don't even know if that's actually a word.
Probably not.
To be honest with you.
Oh, it must be. He's an author. Must be a real word.
He is a normal... I'll tell you what, for a guy who's an author, I read this wrong, so this is my bad. He is a nomad.
Okay.
This isn't the guy from Texas, is it?
No, I hope not.
Okay. Calling no one place a home.
Okay.
Choosing the life of a traveler while on the mission of writing the Family of Dog series.
The Family of Dog series.
Family of Dog.
Nice.
What do you think that means?
I don't know.
Family of Dog.
Means he's trying to fuck his bitches.
Well, either that or he's trying to spit in the face of religious...
That's right.
...ideologue and switching G-O-D for D-O-G.
Wow.
I'm thinking that's where he's going.
Wow, he's dangerous.
So instead of the Family of God,
yeah,
he's the family of dog.
Wow. Antichrist.
Man.
What a fucking rebel.
He pushed the boundaries on
Woo!
That.
Woo! I'm scared to read the book now.
As a result, you may find him in your town, writing at your local pub.
Right.
Wow. Crafting tales of horror,
right?
So terrifying, depraved, and heartbreakingly cruel.
Wow.
That you would never believe they came from a mind so normal as his. so normal
as this fucking nut job.
Just beware.
Okay.
Because within each tale is a message.
Wow.
It's just up to you to figure out what it means. So it's not really distinguishable. It's just, you know, you figure it out.
Yeah.
You interpret it.
Yeah, you figure it out. Just pay me.
The Pitchfork Diary synopsis.
Yes.
Is a collection of short stories.
Yes.
And what is this? Prose, unlike anything you've ever read before.
Well, I'll give him that. This is definitely unlike anything I've ever read before.
Even the darkest, most violent images,
yes,
of your mind,
yeah,
cannot even come close to matching the horror contained within.
It's scary.
It's out of control.
It is, man.
J.S. Bannerman.
J.S.
A new name in the horror genre,
yeah,
has skillfully woven a collection of tales that will inexplicably work their way into your psyche, take up precedence, and relentlessly haunt you.
I got to say, I've had this book now 2 weeks. I am relentlessly haunted.
Really? Prepare yourself to be confronted by words that will threaten to shake the foundation of everything you knew. No truth is too uncomfortable. No thought too gruesome to share.
Oh, wow.
How bad can it be? After you've seen the Saw movies? Right. Seriously, how bad can it be?
I used to frequent ogrish.com when that was up there, where all the murder pictures and stuff.
Yeah.
Once you've seen that, some dickhead writing stories is not going to shock you much.
But even so, in modern times, if you saw the Saw movies,
yeah,
how bad could that be?
Well, Jake, look, I think you're underappreciating the power of Jake's words. This guy is a master wordsmith, as you're proving right here reading his words.
Wow. So he's out of control.
He is.
He's way, way out of step with society. He's,
this is exactly like Dirt Talk.
He's crazy.
You know, it's just like Dirt Talk.
Right.
This is a show nobody else has ever done.
I'm going to de-pants those freaking assholes.
Right.
Right, no, here on the air.
No one can do what I do. Remember? I'm not going to conform to what everybody else is doing.
I'm not going to do that.
Not going to do that. Well, now he's not doing it in the publishing world either.
Wow.
Have you ever seen a guy more desperate to be famous?
Yeah. He's out of control.
He really is.
He's crazy.
He's something. Jake Bannerman.
Well, why don't you read us an excerpt from the readings of Jake Bannerman?
All right, let me.
No, J.S. Bannerman.
J.S.? Let me exit the email here and let me go to my Kindle app on my iPad.
Wow.
Because I bought it top shelf, $3 whole, pal.
He's crazy.
He is crazy. Wow. This little short story, I guess it's a poem, is called Devil's Kiss.
Ooh.
That scares you right there, doesn't it?
I don't even want to read it.
Well, should I? But before I read this, I want to give everybody a warning. I know it's getting close to the time when a lot of us go to bed. If you have any thoughts of having nightmares, please turn off your radio now or your computer. Please. Because I do not want to be responsible for the heart attack I'm about to cause.
Wow.
If you're even dozing off, please turn it off. Maybe get yourself a cup of coffee or something. Just, you got to be alert so that you can handle the scare I'm about to throw at
you. Well, remind us again, who are you about to read?
I am about to read the prose of J.S. Bannerman.
Who?
J.S. Bannerman.
Who?
J.S. Bannerman.
Okay.
You know, Ray, you sat in a 300-square-foot apartment with him.
All right.
Reading Metal News.
Just like Jennifer.
Just like Jennifer, exactly.
All right.
All right, so you ready for the Devil's Kiss?
Okay, read away.
Here it comes.
Wait a minute, let me, I gotta, okay, I was thinking maybe I should either use the bathroom first just so I don't wet myself.
Yeah, you might. You might want to clean out that colon.
Be uncontrollably wet myself.
Yeah, you might wet yourself, and even worse, you might soil yourself, because this is going to scare the shit out of you, literally.
Wow.
Okay, here we go. Devil's Kiss by J.S. Bannerman. Black spit frothing against the sun.
Black spit?
Black spit.
Really? Is this somebody chewing tobacco?
I guess so.
Ooh.
The clouds of despair whip furious webs of doubt as you sit in the corner.
Where? What corner? Where are you sitting?
The corner.
The corner of what?
I don't know. The spit on house. I don't know.
The corner of Hollywood and Vine?
Yeah, it could be.
Okay.
Suicide fucks your brain.
It fucks your brain?
It fucks your brain.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Hell licking its lips, searing your soul. The ignorance of fools surrounds you.
The ignorance of fools surrounds you. Yes. Oh, I forgot how scary intelligent this guy was.
This guy is a brilliant one.
Okay.
Mother cyanide rocks you into lullaby. Candles fade amongst the dying days.
Did he say mother?
Mother cyanide.
Cyanide?
Mother cyanide rocks you into lullaby.
Really?
Yes.
Who's Mother Cyanide?
You know, the good Mother Cyanide that's gently warming you into death.
Oh, you mean like what Hitler did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like I wish Jake Bannerman would do.
It's okay. Go ahead.
Cracked vertebrae of children explode outside the windows.
Cracked vertebrae of children explode?
Outside the windows.
The windows of what?
Your soul, I guess.
Okay. All right.
Do not look with dead eyes. Shit on the cross around your throat.
Shit on the cross around your throat?
Yes.
That was, I think that would take an act of real gymnastic, you know, ability.
Well, we've seen Tub Girl do it.
Shit on the cross around your neck.
Yes. Lick the razor of mourning as the noose beckons.
The noose beckons?
The noose beckons.
Really?
How does this guy want to die? By the noose? By cyanide? What?
Licking the razor?
Licking the razor.
Okay.
The envelope with papers that you dare not read are sealed with the devil's kiss. Here comes the somber song of death.
Wow, that's spooky. That's it? That just left me hanging. I want more, goddammit.
Yeah, I want to know what the devil got his kiss off.
Kiss the envelope?
Kiss the envelope.
All right.
So what do you think? It's pretty scary, right?
Scary. You know what? I've actually defecated in my pants.
Jake Bannerman is one scary fuck.
He is scary. Just thinking that this guy roams the earth is scary to me.
Oh, I know. Now, here's the real question. Can you handle a second one?
Oh, man. You know what? I'm going to gird my loins here. I'm going to try to get it together.
Why don't you play the bumper one more time so that people can calm themselves down with that baby elephant walk music. And then
hi,
we'll
kids. I'm your librarian, Miss Booksy. It's story time. Everybody gather around. Everybody ready? I said, is everybody ready? Okay, then.
It's story time with Jake Bannerman.
I never bought Tony the Cop on records because he was a Negro.
Yeah, well.
Honestly, I said, that black man cannot, no black man can play guitar.
You think Stephen King's scary? Fuck Stephen King! We've got Jake Bannerman, horror author to the stars!
I would love to de-pants people on this show.
So strap in, kids, and be warned, you're about to be frightened by Jake fucking Bannerman.
So good.
No! No!
Oh, wow.
Look at MOL. Miss Booksy sounds hot.
Miss Booksy.
Miss Booksy.
All right, are you ready for another Jake original?
You know, I'm ready. I've strapped in. I'm ready to go.
All right. Kids, I hope you're ready, and I hope you don't get too scared by this one, because this one is much more scary.
Wow.
This one is called Blessing of the Ashes.
Blessing of the Ashes.
Yes,
this is a Catholic theme?
It is.
Okay.
And this, of course, is not from Volume 2, actually. This is from The Pitchfork Diaries, Volume 1.
Wow, there's more than just one volume?
Dude, there's got to be hundreds with this kind of talent.
Holy shit.
I mean, shit. This is hardcore. Oh, I switched the page. Oh, there it is. All right, so here it is. Blessing of the Ashes.
All right.
Earthquakes of stillness erupt as feathers fall.
Wait a minute. How can earthquakes be still? Earthquakes of stillness?
Earthquakes of stillness erupt as feathers fall.
Where's the feathers from?
I don't know.
Where did they come from?
I don't know.
Okay.
The coals of virginity burn silent as the angels scream.
Wait a minute. The coals of virginity? So is there like some kind of a meaning there where they said she's hot? She's got hot pants?
Right. That's some hot pussy there.
She's got some coals of virginity.
That pussy's on fire.
And the angels are screaming?
Yeah.
Are they doing this?
No! No!
That sounds like an angel screaming to me because like she's got coals of virginity right. in her shorts.
Right, exactly. That pussy's on fire, so that angel's screaming.
Right.
So hungry, the explosion of twisted fate. The death of the suffering, so sweet.
Who's hungry?
I don't know, and sweet.
Papa John's delivers.
Hold the hands of the haunted and lick the skin of the dead.
Lick the skin of the dead?
Yummy.
Tasty.
Yeah, that sounds good. I saw that movie Alive.
Okay.
Forever in perfection, nailed to gold, the devil's tail whips in fury as lies form the smoke.
Did he say nailed to gold?
That's what he said.
Nailed to gold.
Forever in perfection, nailed to gold. The devil's tail whips in fury as lies form the smoke.
Lies form the smoke.
Yeah. Okay. Is that some metaphor or something?
Wow. Smoke and mirrors.
Yeah, that's something.
Okay.
Compassion, stabbed by pride, murdered for gain. The cotton lies begin to crop.
The cotton lies begin to crop?
Yes.
Okay.
Does any of this make sense?
I think this guy just like puts a lot of words together. I don't think they really mean anything.
It's like he threw a Scrabble board up in the air and whatever landed is what he copied.
Right.
Swing the axe upon the serpent's throne. Black eyes stare into the night.
Swing the axe onto the serpent's throne?
Yes.
Like, when's the last time you saw a snake sitting on a throne?
I don't know. It's been a while.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No.
Come on, Jim Bob.
It's my last solo flight in the bathroom, I think, may have lend itself to that scenario, but... You didn't want to know that. It just reminded me. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I need to shower again. Just from thinking about that. That's all it is.
Wow.
Jeez. All right. Are we ready?
Go ahead.
All right. Let's get to the meat and potatoes of this one.
Well, you're not allowed to have potatoes.
Well, I know,
diet,
but
though.
I can have meat.
Okay.
This is definitely the meat of it here.
All right.
Penetrations thrust in rapid pace. The fluids of man roll to the earth as terror ensues.
What? What? It thrusts in rapid pace and the fluids of man, what?
Here, I'll read it again. Penetrations thrust in rapid pace.
Okay, I get that. All right, I get a visual. All right, go ahead.
The fluids of man roll to the earth as terror ensues.
Okay. That's some pretty powerful jism. Go ahead.
The book of lies watches on. Held in the hands of Christ, you burn the scrolls.
Okay. Wow, he's shocking.
I'm stunned. I am stunned. The Four Horsemen rides.
Oh, boy. Here we go with the apocalyptic thing.
Wouldn't the Four Horsemen ride, not rides?
Yeah, they ride.
They ride.
Uh-huh.
If there was one horseman, he rides.
Right.
Four Horsemen ride.
Correct.
Nice English there, writer man.
Who edited this?
He's been taking from lessons from Jennifer from... Yeah. Rockaholic 80s right, hair whatever. Band world or whatever.
Right. Stupidcunt.org. All right. Back to the thrilling conclusion.
All right.
Pillage your dreams. Fulfill your hate. One plunge of sacred water. Forgiveness is promised.
Okay.
That's it.
That's all?
That's it.
Wow.
He always
leaves me wanting more. He's always making me want more.
That's why there's more than one book.
Stop leaving me hanging.
That's right. I mean, these are just the little short ones. Let me see. You want me to find one more?
Oh, let's find one more.
I'm sure there's one more in here.
They're like poetry, and you should have release a CD or an audiobook of you reading these things. You know, because I can't imagine going on a long drive, say to, you know, Cleveland or New Jersey or right. something without a good audiobook.
I should be listening to this. All right, here's another one. This is a long one.
Okay.
It's called Chaotic Angel.
Did you ever notice that everything has to be have like religious undertones because right. he's out of control?
He's out of control. He's speaking out against God.
He's you know, he's just questioning his religious That's values right. and beliefs because it's crazy.
He's crazy, man. He's
and,
out there.
And he'll be offensive, and people who are religious are just going to be like just appalled.
Right. And unfortunately, no one cares.
Yeah, right.
Would you care to bet that I'm the first one to buy this book?
I would guarantee you.
That poor sap, he's going to find out that we're the ones that bought his book. I can't wait.
All right, well, hit us with one more.
All right, here it comes. Chaotic Angel.
He's out of control.
The thrashing of grasshoppers, wings like cyanide.
What? Read that line again.
The thrashing of grasshoppers, wings like cyanide.
Wings like cyanide.
Right.
Okay.
Bones dancing in the summer fire.
Okay. Bones dancing in the summer fire.
Oh, my God.
All right.
The smoldering embers of the harvest moon drapes gold across her eyes as cackling fear whispers you to lust.
Wow, I'm actually lost here. Who is her and who is she? And,
right, and why is she cackling?
Yeah.
In fear.
What was dancing in the summer fire?
The bones.
The bones.
Oh. Well, that's what CC Banana's doing now.
Right. Wow. I thought Chris was a bastard. You are quickly overtaking that.
Maybe CC Banana is the Chaotic Angel. Could
maybe
be.
Maybe faked his own death.
Yeah, maybe.
Which wouldn't surprise me. But.
Or, man, or maybe he tried
you
to.
You are one twisted fuck.
Touch the light of forbidden sex. White angels speak in tongues as devils fuck in orgy.
Yeah, this is Robert Fitzpatrick. You people keep wanting me to set up your stupid E911 damn shit. You won't answer your damn phone. You won't call back, so shove it in your ass.
That guy. Hmm? All right, you ready for some more?
Go ahead.
All right. Passion of brimstone rips between her thighs as you rape her eyes.
You rape her eyes? So he's into skull fucking.
He's into skull fucking, apparently.
Oh, God, that's great.
Thank you, Stephen. The fever so sweet, the glaze of her lips tempted the gods.
They tempted the gods?
Yes, the glaze of her lips tempted the gods.
Wow. She must have been a hottie.
She must have been a good one.
Wow.
Good one. I mean, if you're tempted by the gods when you got one eye missing because you're getting skull fucked, that's really hot.
How cool is that? How cool is that?
Thank you, Rev. You're right. Breathe deep the sin. Wanted more of the friction. The forecast of turbulence grows more with the beating of wings. What?
The beating of wings?
The beating of wings.
First, take a big step back and literally fuck your own face!
Skulls announce her parting breast. The origin of acceptance.
Her parting breast?
Her parting breast. No, just one. Just one breast.
Okay.
The evil hands that run in your veins looks to the sky. Touch the heat and lick the fire. Burn your imprint on the day.
Asshole.
Tattoo your filth in cribs of the young, the wolf devours.
Tattoo what?
tattoo your filth in cribs of the young, the wolf devours.
Okay, tattoo your filth.
Tattoo your filth in cribs of the young. I guess you're fucking children?
I don't know.
Oh, man. I have no comment on this entire topic.
Robert Fitzpatrick. You people keep...
Go ahead.
All right. Lick the blood from the cross that you hang, a misfit of unforgiving dreams.
Shove it in your ass!
Lie to the gates of hell, yet open wide the angel's wings with intent to kill.
Who are they attempting to kill? The angels? Well,
this one-eyed chick.
Okay.
Promises of salvation broken. That's it.
That's all?
That's it.
Wow.
Cole fucking Kane!
Oh, we're not even getting to the long... Dude, we have to read some of these short stories one of these weeks.
You got one more? Let's just do one more.
Want to do one more?
Yeah.
All right, here's another one. This one, it's kind of long, but it's a good one. It's called Burnt Wings of Angels.
Fuck's sake, man, you're amateur.
Are you ready for Burnt Wings of Angels?
Go ahead.
How come this is all about angels?
I don't know. He's just struggling with his religious belief.
I guess, man. He's not liking the God. That's for sure. Forked tongues right in slow motion. Saliva dancing beneath her thighs.
Saliva dancing beneath her thighs?
So he's eating pussy.
Beneath her thighs.
Well, it's dripping off of his tongue.
Yeah, but it's beneath her
thighs.
Yeah,
it dripped down to the floor.
I guess.
That's a lot of pussy licking.
I don't give a shit!
Acid-dripped eyelashes... Acid-dripped eyelashes burn to look past. Sisters tie limbs in anticipation of ejaculated hatred.
Ejaculated hatred? Ejaculated hatred.
I am loving this.
Me too, Rev, or Jake, or whatever your name is.
Gee whiz.
Well, we're back to the feathers.
Okay.
The feathers fell black onto skin so pink.
You know what? He starts repeating himself like way too much now. No. You know, everything is about angels and about hate and, you know, death. And, you know, how much of that can you go with before you start just becoming a cliche?
Well, I'm on about page 50 here.
You got a new breed of animal coming out of this ranch.
You're damn right, Steven. All right, here we go. Blackened nerves suckle at the withered breast of cancer.
The withered breast of cancer.
Blackened nerves suckle at the withered breast of cancer.
Wow.
Permeation of silence followed by the striking of matches. The strokes of the hands of time hammer your insides like rape.
Son of a bitch!
Feel the air fuck your face. Come on, man. Where's the clip?
It's out of control.
You want me to read that line again?
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
I'll read the line. You tell me when.
Oh, hang on.
Tom Cruise.
Oh, God. This guy is just too much. What is with this guy?
He's something.
He's scaring me, though.
I'm scared.
Does he listen to your show?
he used to.
Well, that's where it comes from, then. You have yourselves to blame.
Yeah.
For
sure,
all of this.
I'm sure it's all of us.
It's us.
Yep. We drove him to this.
You can't find it now. You just played it.
I know.
Fuck your own face.
Oh,
come on.
Okay. Go ahead. You got
all
it.
All right. Here we go. Feel the air. Fuck your face.
First, take a big step back and literally fuck your own face.
A little late on the draw, but that worked.
All right.
Whilst murder makes love to rampant lambs.
Forgive me, sir, for speaking so bluntly. Those fags make me want to puke my fucking guts out.
Sticking the pitchfork into the wings of burnt angels. Hold your hands close to halos, no longer glowing.
Everything's angels. Did you notice that? Just about every one of his stories has to do with feathers and angels and wings. And, right. You know, it's just like, okay, enough of that.
This is hard to do a serious read.
Seriously.
All right, here we go. I'm going to try and get through this one. As... this one is bad. As blood runs warm through the vaginal walls of sin... Taste the breath of the ghost.
Wow, he's shocking.
That ghost is into fucking eating fucking pussy while she's bleeding out.
I want to tell you butthole something. This shit Holy is shit. Way out of line.
Shit, my iPad turned off.
It's possessed.
Oh, here we go. Doesn't want me to finish this. Wave as the fog rolls inside the walls. Speak beneath the virgin. Let the fluids caress you.
The fluids caress you?
Yes. Let your anger burn. You let the scorn of forever scratch your back. Like Lilith fucking Adam against the will of God.
You little son of a bitch.
Oh, shit. The thrusting of lust, moist with the wages of sin. The thrusting of lust.
The thrusting of lust.
Screaming loud as possessed orgasms fill the graves of father's aborted daughters.
That sounds gay.
Slice their heir of God.
That's it. Wow. Telling you the church is going to have real issues with this guy.
Oh, boy.
He's out of control.
He is something.
He's crazy. I was offended. I don't know about you.
Very offended.
And I was scared. I was frightened.
I was very, very offended by that. Jake Bannerman.
Oh, God, that's great.
Thank you, Steven.
Wow. Yeah, Nathan from Kentucky. Possessed orgasms? Seriously? Fathers aborted daughters? Yeah. So what does this guy do? Just take the most shocking words he can think of and just cobble them right. together?
Regurgitates them over and over and over.
He just cobbles them together. Yeah.
Hell, this is just us reading a couple of passages. I mean, we've got some real stories to get to here. And listen, I'll read you one paragraph from a story. What's this story called?
Well, I like Demon in the chat room.
What'd she say?
She says she's quoting some lyrics.
Okay.
I come blood after I ejaculate fire.
Jesus. There it is. You want one paragraph from a story?
Okay.
This is from a story called The Pain Principle.
Is that 180 degrees from Janet Jackson's The Pleasure Principle?
Yeah, right, it's the opposite.
Wow. The Pleasure Principle. Yeah.
Here's one paragraph. This is the last paragraph. Toby stared in undisguised horror at the lump of bloody meat that had once been the jock's cock.
What? The jock's cock.
Let me read it again, in case you're still here.
Okay.
Toby stared in undisguised horror at the lump of bloody meat that had once been the jock's cock.
Wow.
Watching as it slithered down the hood of the car before falling limply to the ground.
Shove it in your ass!
That's it?
That's it.
Oh, wow.
Holy cow.
Now I'm frightened.
I am too. I don't know if we can do story time with Jake Bannerman again.
This reminds me of the time that me and my friends actually attempted to use a Ouija board. It scared the shit out of us. It was frightening.
Do we got time for one more paragraph?
Sure, one more paragraph. Go ahead.
This is also from the Pain Principle, a little further back. She obediently parted her lips to take his cock into her mouth.
Oh, that's out of control.
But once the entire thing was in there... Once the entire thing was in there, swelling rapidly against her tongue, she slammed her jaws shut with every ounce of strength remaining to her. Thrashing against it, she clung on grimly as she ripped through the skin, ignoring the rough pubic hair and the blood that was now pouring into her mouth.
The rough pubic hair?
He howled in agony as she raged her head back and forth, ripping his cock away from her body and enduring each blow that he was raining down upon her. She kept her hold, and each time that he viciously slammed his knuckles into her head, more flesh and tendons wrenched free. I'll keep reading.
Okay.
Bitch, I'm gonna kill you, he screamed, enraged and filled with a desperate, agonizing panic. Lifting his knee, he thrust it into her chin. The pain of his kneecap crushing her jaw was unbearable, and Kristen flew backwards. He hit the ground before she did, crumpling in pain as his blood sprayed over his pants and the bike path.
Is this the de-pantsing he was threatening to give everybody on the show?
Yes.
Okay.
As he began to sob, she stood up on her shaky legs. The wail of the sirens began to draw nearer, drowning out his pitiful cries as Krista stared at him, his severed cock hanging from her mouth.
Wow.
Torn flesh and drops of blood fell to the ground as she walked toward him and kicked him in the stomach before turning her back on him to retreat to safety from the oncoming police. She walked away, her now bloodied and macabre supermodel's body covered in the bra and shorts that were stained with his blood, bitter vengeance and satisfaction pounding through her veins and burning in her mind. Her hair was matted from streaks of crimson blood, and her skin was already swollen and discolored, bruises marring her beauty.
Wow.
And we'll stop there.
Wow. I'm shocked. I'm amazed. I'm afraid.
I'm afraid.
Rough pubic hair?
Yeah.
Rough pubic hair.
Rough pubic hair.
You know, some of your regular over-the-counter conditioner can really help out with that situation.
I just really think it was Black Metal Ray. Brillo pad.
Jesus.
Mr. Brillo pad. Brillo
What's
pad.
Wrong with you?
Nothing. I'm just going by past, you know.
What, experience?
No, just.
Past what?
Just past associations.
There you go.
That's all I could tell you.
Oh my God. So that's Jake Bannerman.
Wow.
Storyteller.
He's out of control. He's crazy.
He's like the next R.L. Stein. That's great.
He stinks.
One more time. Who was that?
That was Jake Bannerman.
No, it was a Jake or J.S.?
It was J.S. Bannerman.
Who?
J.S. Bannerman.
Who?
J.S. Bannerman, Ray.
Okay.
So there we go. I think we found us a new segment.
Yeah. Story time with J.S. Bannerman.
Story time with J.S. Bannerman.
Very nice.
Well, Chris's voice in reading that is so soothing. It's I'm like, you know, it's like story time.
I don't know if I'll be able to sleep tonight.
I'm thinking I'm just going to drive home tonight because I can't sleep.
That's crazy. It's out of control.
That is something.
Well, you can play it back to yourself, and then you have your own audiobook.
Yeah. Or cool. I wonder if I play it backwards, if I'll hear like satanic messages or maybe godly messages.